Okay.
And we're back.
Okay. So, in addition to everything else, you know, what conferences do you attend? Like, well, where would I be most likely to find you?
This coming in 2011, what I've got planned is I'm going to be a participant, a guest at Farpoint Con, which is in February. And then in April, I've got a place here in D.C. called Momentum Con, which is a sex and technology convention rather than media or books or anything like that. And a lot of really fascinating people are going to be there. I'm kind of going as a podcasting expert. There's going to be a lot of other podcasters there, too. We've got a panel set up. It's going to have like 9 people there who are all podcasting. Anyways, I'll be at that. And then I'm also going to be going to Epicon, which is the e-book authors' big convention down in Williamsburg. And then in May is Balticon. I don't know if I'm going to be actually on panels or anything at Balticon yet. They haven't sent out the invitations, but even if they don't invite me, I'm going to go as an attendee because I'd never miss it. There's too many really cool people who go to Balticon. So I've got science fiction cons and ebook cons and just kind of doing a lot of different things. Haven't made plans for the summer yet. That's winter and spring.
Yeah. I'm not really a Baltimore. I'm not thug enough for Baltimore.
Okay. Farpoint is in Timonium, which is out in the suburbs.
That's not Baltimore.
And Balticon is billed as a Baltimore work convention, but it actually happens in Hunt Valley.
That's not Baltimore.
No, it's a good distance out, too.
That's
well, they had to change hotels, and they didn't want to change the name. I mean, Hunt Valley Con just doesn't have the same ring as Balticon.
What about Hunticon?
No. It's everybody there. It's one of these cons where the same... You meet the same people there year after year. They kind of come together for that event. Mm-hmm. They don't really necessarily travel for much else. And it kind of transcended the name. I mean, it's more than just the regional Balticon convention. Now it's kind of its own thing. It's very book-focused. They don't tend to have a lot of TV stars and movie stars there as personalities. They have somebody who there from TV or they have somebody there from movies, they have a writer or a producer or an editor rather than, you know, the screen personalities. So it really gives you a different perspective on science fiction compared to a lot of other cons where, you know, you're there to see Nathan Fillion or...
Nathan Fillion! Firefly, bitches! Firefly!
Yeah, Firefly and Castle and Dr. Horrible. I'm a big fan of
Caleb. Caleb from Buffy.
Yep.
Let's not forget that. He looks so good as Priest. I do. I have a rabid love of Nathan Fillion.
So I guess I picked the
right guy. I mean, a girlhood crush. Not rabid, I'm sorry. I would do bad things to him.
I'm sure there's you'd have to get in line.
Damn it.
If Twitter
is any indication. That's true. I would wait in line to do dirty things to him. And enjoy myself while I waited. So, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Well, my website is at nobiliserotica.com. You can find links there to all my various works. There's the Scouts novel, which is the first novel of the Orgone Chronicles, and the kind of basic premise is what would happen if faster than light travel was based on having sex. That's the basic idea of it.
That sounds extremely interesting.